This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part two of a message we began yesterday from Hebrews 5, 7 to 10, that says, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, but he was heard because of his reverent submission to the Father. And we're to pray like Jesus prayed. He prayed with a fervency and passion that most of us don't even imagine. When's the last time that you were so fervent in prayer that you started weeping? You know, a lot of people, I'm including myself, we might have trouble thinking about that. Isn't it amazing what we get emotional over? We get emotional over something on TV. We get emotional over a family argument. We'll get emotional over something in a movie. We'll read a book and start weeping. When's the last time that you wept in prayer with such a fervency as you were praying for your wife or your husband or one of your children or your parents or someone at work, and you just had this fervency in your spirit that it overwhelmed you? That's what it means to pray with passion. Jesus prayed with passion. So should you, and so should I. Remember that. Don't ever forget that. We're to pray with passion. And I want you to notice that he was heard not because of the tears. Jesus wasn't heard because of his crying. He was heard because of his reverent submission. Prayer is not about getting God to do your will. Prayer is about submitting to his will. Prayer is about submitting to his will. And the greatest lesson, the hardest lesson I've ever learned in prayer, it's not about bending God to my will. And God, now here's what I want you to do. And if you'll do it this way, I mean, I know you're not bright enough to understand this, but you've got to do it the way I want you to do it. Can you imagine how incredible God must feel when we not only tell him what we want, we tell him how to do it. We lay out a strategy and say, now God, if you'll just do it my way, it's going to work. You do A, B, C, and D. Recently, I met a man who was described his career in the Navy. He said, I was a rescue swimmer. And I said, what does that mean? He said, well, I was the guy in the helicopters when a downed pilot was in the water. The helicopter would come over, and I would be one of those guys that would jump in the water with all the gear on, and we would rescue the pilot. And I was thinking about that experience of rescuing somebody in the water. Can you imagine how crazy it would be if he jumped in the water to rescue somebody and the person said, you know, I don't want you to rescue me. I'd like a nice boat to come alongside, maybe a nice cruiser, cabin cruiser, and put the ladder down and maybe they've got food on board. No, you don't tell the rescuer how you're going to be rescued. And you don't tell your Savior how you're going to be rescued. You don't tell the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords how he's going to work out your problems. We simply submit our lives and everything we know about our lives to everything we know about him. That's what reverent submission is submitting not only to him personally, but submitting to his will. And Jesus was heard because of his reverent submission. That's a lesson for somebody today. I love what one author says, that prayer is an unnatural activity. Listen to that again. Prayer is an unnatural activity. From birth, we have been learning the rules of self-reliance and self-sufficiency. Prayer flies in the face of those deep-seated values. It's an assault on human freedom, an indictment of independent living. To people who live in the fast lane in the United States of America, determined to make it on their own, prayer is an embarrassing interruption. Well, isn't that an interesting comment, that prayer to many people is an embarrassing interruption? I know people like that, so do you. Prayer is life, and it's life-giving. We'll continue this message about Jesus being the source from Hebrews 5 tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.